Morning. Ah! The planet screams. Doves in rusty cornice castles peer down on auto crossroads. A junkie in white jacket wavers in yellow light on way to a Negro in bed. Black smoke flowing on roofs, terrific city coughing. Garbage can lids music over truck wine on East Fifth Street. Ah, I'm awake again. Dreary day ahead. What to do? Dull letters to be answered. An epistle to Monsieur Duchamp. More me all day the same, clearly. Question, do you want to live or die? Answer, I don't know, said Julius after 12 years in the state hospital. Ugh, cry Negroes in Harlem. Ugh, cry license inspectors, building inspectors, police congressmen, undersecretaries of defense. Oh, cries Texas, Mississippi. Ugh, cries India. Ah, cries U.S. Well, who knows? Oh, flowing, copious, total freedom to do what? To blap, to embarrass, to conjoin locomotive blossoms to leafy purple vaginas, to be dull, ashamed, shot, finished, flopped, to say ugh, absolutely meaningless here, to be a big bore, even to myself, full of shit. Paper words! Flop, fizzle, droop, shut your big fat mouth, go take a flying crap in the rain, wipe your own ass, bullshit, you big creep, fairy, dopey daffodil, stinky Jew, Mr. Professor, dirty rat, fart, honey, darling, sweetie pie, baby, lovey, dovey, dearest, my own buttercup, oh, beautiful, doll, schnookum. Go fuck yourself, everybody, Ginsburg. And when you've exhausted that, go forward, where, kiss my ass. Oh, love, my mouth against a black policeman's breast. Today, oh, I am happy. Ah, Swami Shivananda, a smile. Oh, telephone, sweet little black being, what many voices and tongues. Tonight, I'll call up Jack and tell him Buster Keaton is still alive under the Brooklyn Bridge by a vast red brick wall, still deadpan and red suspenders, portly abdomen. Today, I saw movies, publishers, bookstores, checks. Wait, I'm still poor. Poor but happy. I saw politicians and we wrote a noise law, a law to free poetry. Poor Plato. Whoops, here comes fascism. I rode in a taxi. I rode in a bus. Ate hot Italian sausages, Coca-Cola, a chili burger, Kool-Aid I drank. All day I did things. I took a nap. Didn't I dream about lampshade academies? And ouch, I'm dying. I stuck a needle in my arm and flooded my head with drowsy bliss. And a hairy bum asked Mr. Keaton for money drink. Oh, Buster, no answer. I was really amazed today. Samuel Beckett had rat's eyes and round gold glasses. I didn't say a word. I had my picture taken and read all through the New York Times and Daily News. I read everybody's editorials. I protested in my mind. I have the privilege of being mad. Today I did everything. In street, I wore a pink shirt. At home, in underwear, I marveled at Henry Miller's iron sink. How could he remember so clearly? Hypnagogic vision in Brooklyn 50 years ago? Just now, in my eyeball, troops marched in a square mufti battalion dragging prisoners to... Eyelids lifted, I saw a blue devil with 15 eyes on the wall. Everything's mine. Antique Tibetan tankas, a Siamese cat asleep on its side, relaxed. I looked out of the window and saw tonight. It was dark. Someone said, ooh, in Puerto Rican. But it was light all day, sweating hot, iron eyes blinking at the human element. irreducible me today. I bought cigarettes at a machine. I was really worried about my gross belly, independent of philosophy, drama, idealism, imagery. My fate and I became one today, and today became today. Just like a mystic prophecy, I'll conquer my belly tomorrow. Or not. I'll toy with Mr. Choice also, for real. Today I said forever, thrice, and walked under the vast ladder of doom, insouciant, not merely innocent, but completely hopeless. In despair, when I woke this morning, my mouth furry, smoked a lucky strike first thing when I dialed the telephone to check on the building department. I considered the license department as I brushed my teeth with an odd toothbrush. Some visitor left. I lost mine. Where? Rack my brains. It's there somewhere in the past. With the snub-nosed Uncle Cock from the freak show. The old man, familiar today. First time I thought of him in years in the rain in Massachusetts. But I was a child that summer. The pink thing bulged at his open thigh fly. He fingered it out to show me. I tarried. Till startled when the whiskied Barker questioned mine, I ran out on the boardwalk under the drizzle, confronting the Atlantic Ocean. So, trotted round the silent, moody blocks, home, speechless, to mother, father, vaginal jelly, rubber instruments discovered in the closet. A stealthy memory makes the hackles rise. Quote, he inserts his penis into her vagina, unquote. What a weird explanation. I, who collected matchbook covers like J.P. Morgan, gloating over sodden discoveries in the wet gutter. Oh, happy, grubby sewers of Revere. Distasteful riches. Hopeless treasure I threw away in a week, realizing it was endless to complete. Next year gathered all the heat in my loins to spurt my white surprise drops into the wet brown wood under a steamy shower. I used the toilet paper cardboard skeleton tube to rub and thrill around my unconscious own shaft, playing with myself unbeknownst to the entire population of Far Rockaway. Remembered it all today. Many years thinking of Kalima and other matters. A big surprise it was me. Dear reader, I seem strange to myself. You recognize everything all over again where you are. It's wonderful to be introduced to strangers who know you already. Like being famous, a reverberation of eternal consciousness. Today, heraldic of today. Archetypal mimeographed machines reprinting everybody's poetry. Like finishing a book on surrealism, which I haven't read for years. Benjamin Perret and René Crevel, heroic, for real. The old, new consciousness reminded me today how busy I was, how fatal, like a man in the madhouse, distracted with presence of dishes of food to eat, today's string beans in the moonlight. Like today I brought home blueberry pie for the first time in years. Also today, bit by a mosquito, to be precise, toward dawn. Toward dusk, ate marshmallows at the newsstand and drank huge cold grape soda, eyeing this afternoon's journal headline, FBI in Harlem. What kind of nasty old epic afternoons, I imagine. Another event, a $10 bill in my hands, debt repaid. A cafe espresso, smaller event. Feeling rich, I bought a second-hand record of Gertrude Stein's actual voice. My day was harmonious, though I heard no mechanic music. I noticed some Nazi propaganda. I wrote down my dream about Earth dying. I wanted to telephone Long Island. I stood on the street corner and didn't know where to go. I telephoned the Civil Liberties Union, discussed the junk problem in the Supreme Court. I thought I was planting suggestions in everybody's meaty. Thought a few minutes of Blake, his quatrains. I climbed four flights and stood at Fane Light's Chinatown door locked up. I'm being mysterious. What does this mean? Don't ask me today, I'm still thinking, trying to remember what happened while it's still happening. I wrote a poem, I scribbled quotation marks everywhere over fate passing by. Sometimes I felt noble, sometimes I felt ugly. I spoke to man and woman from times and time, summarized hugely plots, cineramic glories. I boasted a little, subtly. Was I seen through? Too much happened to see through it all. I was never alone except for two blocks by the park, nor was I unhappy. I blessed my guru. I felt like a shyster. I told Ed how much I like being made love to by delicate girl hands. It's true, more girls should do that to us. We chalked up another mark, what's wrong, and told everybody to vote next November. I stopped on the street and shook hands. I took a crap once this day. How extraordinary it all goes. Recollected a lifetime. Imagine writing autobiography. What a wealth of detail to enlist. I see the contents of future magazines. Just a peek, today being hurried. Today is slowly ending. I will step back into it and disappear. First party at Ken Kesey's with Hell's Angels. Cool black night through the redwoods. Cars parked outside in shade behind the gate. Stars dim above the ravine. A fire burning by the side porch. And a few tired souls hunched over in black leather jackets. In the huge wooden house, a yellow chandelier at 3 a.m., the blast of loudspeakers, hi-fi, Rolling Stones, Ray Charles, Beatles, Jumping Joe, Jackson, and 20 youths dancing to the vibration through the floor. A little weed in the bathroom, girls in scarlet tights, one muscular, smooth-skinned man sweating, dancing for hours. Beer cans bent, littering the yard. A hanged man, sculpture dangling from a High Creek branch, children sleeping softly in their bedroom bunks, and four police cars parked outside the painted gate, red lights revolving in the leaves. Uptown New York, yellow lit Budweiser signs over oaken bars. I seen everything. The bartender handing me change of $10. I stared at him amiably, eyes through an obvious Adamic beard, with Montana musicians homeless in Manhattan, teenage, curly hair themselves. We sat at the antique booth and gossiped. Madame Grady's literary salon, a curious value in New York. If I had my way, I'd cut off your hair and send you to Vietnam. Bless you, then. I replied to the hatted, thin citizen hurrying to the barroom door upon wet, dark Amsterdam Avenue decades later. And if I couldn't do that, I'd cut your throat, he snarled farewell. And bless you, sir, I added, as he went to his fate in the rain. Dapper Irishman. Holy Ghost on the nod over the body of bliss. Is this the God of gods, the one I heard about in memorized language, universities murmur? Dollar bills can buy it. The great substance exchanges itself freely through all the world's poetry money, past and future currencies issued and redeemed by the identical bank. Electric monopoly after monopoly, owl-eyed on every one of $90 billion bills vibrating to the pyramid top in the United States of Heaven. Aye, aye, sir, oh, say, can you see in the dark you observe Minerva, nerveless in Nirvana, because Zeus rides reindeer through Bethlehem's blue sky. It's Buddha sits in Mary's belly, waving Kuan Yin's white hand at the Yangtze that Mao sees, tongue of Kali licking Krishna's soft blue lips. Chango holds Shiva's prick, Uruboros eats the cobalt bomb. Parvati on Yod's perfumed knee cries, Aum. And Santa Barbara rejoices in the alleyways of Brindaban. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallahu, la ilaha illallahu, Allah Akbar. Goliath struck down by kidney stone. Golgothas grow old. All these wonders are crowded in the mind's eye. Superman and Batman race forward. Zarathustra on Coyote's ass. Job sits bewildered that Ramakrishna is Satan. Lao Tse disappearing at the gate. God mocks God. And Bodhidharma forgot to bring nothing.
Hari Om Namo Shivaya. He became
a little child, I a child, and thou a lamb. We are called by his name, little lamb, God bless thee, little lamb, God bless. Taught me underneath.